Okay, so we could do just a little bit of reading. Okay, June, Kim, and Venerable Satchinanda are there. Okay, so we're reading on page 109, the first passage. Attako venaga purika.
Attako venaga purika.
Brahmana gahapatika.
Brahmana gahapatika.
Yena bhagava.
Yena bhagava.
Tain upasan kamingsu.
Tain upasan kamingsu.
Upasan kamitva.
Upasan kamitva.
Ape kache,
ape kache,
Bhagavantan abhivadeva,
Bhagavanta abhivadeva,
ekamantang,
ekamantang,
nisi dingsu,
nisi dingsu,
ape kache,
ape kache,
Bhagavata sadding,
Bhagavata sadding,
samo dingsu,
samo dingsu,
ekamantang nisi dingsu.
Ape kache, ape kache,
nama gotang savetva,
nama gotang savetva,
ekamantang nisi dingsu,
ekamantang nisi dingsu,
ape kache,
ape kache,
tunhi buta,
tunhi buta,
ekamantang nisi dingsu,
ekamantang nisi dingsu.
Okay, so first, just the words attako means then. And then the subject here are Brahmins. It's called Brahmana Gahapatika, which could mean either Brahmins who are householders or Brahmins and householders. I think it means Brahmins who are householders. That is, these are Brahmins who don't function as priests, but they just live like ordinary householders, but they're from the Brahmin caste. And Venagapura is the name of their town. And so Venagapurika means of the town of Venagapura. That ending ika is a little bit like a person who's from New York. We say a New Yorker. Do we have somebody from Boston? Do we say a Bostoner? Bostonite?
Bostonian.
Bostonian. Somebody from Philadelphia? Philadelphian? Okay, so it's like that ending. Okay, so these are the Brahmin householders of the town of Venagapura. So we know yena bhagava tain upasan kamingsu. What grammatical form is upasan kamingsu? What form of the verb?
The
locative. What?
The
locative.
The verb.
Verbs are a locative.
She's saying the same thing. Time to go to bed. it's a past tense.
What did you say?
Past tense.
Yeah, it's the past tense. Or there's a fancy, is it a Greek word for the past, or a word used in Greek grammar?
Oh, yeah, aorist?
Right.
The aorist?
Yeah. I was going to say it. Sounds a little bit like the main artery that comes out of the heart. So this is the aorist. And what number?
Plural?
Plural?
Yes.
Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
What do you think?
Neuter.
Masculine, feminine, or neuter? What do you think?
Brahmins are usually just men, I think.
But the verb.
None. None of the above.
Do they have gender?
No.
None of the above.
Okay, it's a trick question. Oh. Verbs don't have gender. Did you ever peek under under the robes of a verb? Okay, so the first sentence. Then the Brahmin householders of Vainagapura approached the Blessed One. Then Upasankamitva, having approached, then Upekache means some. It actually comes from combining, I don't know why it's done, but Upi plus Ekache. Oops. And then what happens when the I and the E meet is that the P gets doubled and the I drops out, so we get Upekache. But it just means some. Okay, so some Bhagavantang Abhivadeva. It means they paid homage, they bow down in respect. they bow down to pay respects to the Blessed One. And then Ekamantang Nisidingsu. Nisidingsu means they sat down. And what verb form is this? Right. It's also the aorist. They sat down. Ekam antang means ekang is one. Antang is usually end, but here it means side. We would translate as side. They sat down to one side. Like it's not polite to sit down directly face to face in front of the Buddha. Maybe some of the debaters who come to the Buddha will stand direct or sit directly in front of him, but it's considered a bit confrontational in terms of Indian etiquette. So those who are respectful will sit a little bit off to the side. Okay, then. Upekache. No, you don't have to repeat it again. So Upekache Bhagavata Sadding Samo Dingsu. So some, then Samo Dingsu. It originally has the sense of rejoicing together with. That's the original sense. You could see if you know the word mudita, which means altruistic joy. Mudita, that root mud means to rejoice. So samodante, literally or maybe originally it meant to rejoice together with, but it develops its own meaning, which is to exchange greetings with. Like I hope you are fine today. I hope you're keeping in good health. Or I'm very pleased to meet you, Blessed One. So they exchange greetings together with the Blessed One. And then Ekamantang Nisi Dingsu, they sit down to one side. Then Upekache Nama Gotang Saveva Ekamantang Nisi Dingsu. Okay, now the verb here, which comes in the gerund, they don't explain it in the glossary. Saveti it comes from the regular verb is sunoti. Or sunati. Okay, this is the regular verb, which means to hear or to listen. And so what form do you think saveti is? You should be able to identify the form of the verb from what we learned in the Pali Primer. Something indicates, sort of gives away what kind of verb it is. I heard it coming from my right. Who said it? Right. It's the causative form. So literally it means to cause to hear, but it takes on a sort of extended meaning. When you cause somebody to hear something, what do? You speak, but a little more sort of pointedly.
Address?
Yeah, or because they announce or declare. So nama gota means name, and gota is clan. So they announce or declare their name and clan. So they introduce themselves. I am Tisa Bharadvaja. I am Ranjana Chowrady, whatever, announcing their name and their clan. And then Ekamantang Nisi Dingsu, they sit down to one side. Then Upe Kache. Tunhi bhuta ekamantang nisi dingsu. So some, tunhi bhuta means, tunhi means silent, and bhuta means, it's the past participle of bhavati, which means to be. So they're silent, they keep silent, and they sit down to one side. So those who have spontaneous faith in the Buddha, they'll come up and pay homage to him. Those who have a friendly attitude to the Buddha will exchange greetings with him. Those who are just want to make themselves known to the Buddha will announce their name and clan and sit down to one side. And those who are a little bit skeptical and thinking, what, he's coming around for a handout again? You know, these guys don't do any real serious work. They just wander around using this fancy language and expect people to feed them. But they're a little curious to hear what he has to say. Maybe he's trying to think, maybe I'll find some way to trip him up, so they just keep him silent and sit down. Okay, so it continues. I think we didn't do this yet, so recite. Ekamantang nisino.
Ekamantang nisino.
Ko.
Ko.
Venaga puriko.
Venaga puriko.
Vachagoto brahmano.
Vachagoto brahmano.
Bhagavantang etadavocha. Okay, so there was one Brahmin from Vainagapura named Vachagota who was sitting to one side, and he, now you see we have Bhagavantang Eta Devocha, he said this to the Blessed One. And notice the verb here, avocha. Have you ever seen this verb before?
Yes.
What is it?
Padati.
What is it?
Padati.
Not Vadati, but Vachati. It's the aorist of Vachati. We had it in the lesson on page 114. Third person singular. So, sitting to one side, the Brahmin, then his name is Vachagota, from Vainagapura, said this to the Blessed One. Then he says to the Blessed One, Acharyang Bo Gotama,
Acharyang Bo Gotama,
Abhutang Bo Gotama,
Abhutang Bo Gotama.
Okay, the word Acharyang means like wonderful, and Abhutang means something like amazing. This is, I'm trying to think of the Chinese.
Wonderful.
No, that's it. Yeah, I've seen it. Okay, so it's wonderful. Then notice here we have Bo Gotama. You see, the Brahmins address the Buddha as Bo, like honorable Gotama or esteemed Gotama. So it's wonderful, honorable Gotama. It's marvelous, honorable Gotama. Then we'll just take one more sentence. Yavan Chidang.
Yavan Chidang.
Boto Gotamasa.
Boto Gotamasa.
Vipassanani Indriyani.
Vipassanani Indriyani.
Parisudo Chavivanno.
Parisudo Chavivanno.
Pariyodato.
Pariyodato.
So Yavan here has the sense of how much. Let's see how they would explain it here. Yavan Chidang, they put in so far as, namely, that is, to the extent that, in so far as, or maybe more simply, just how. So it's from Yava plus Cha plus Idang, this. But the simplest way to render it into English is just how. Then Boto Gotamasa. Here we have Gotamasa is what case? Right, genitive. And now the word Boto is going with Gotamasa, so that is the genitive singular for honorable. So it's of the honorable Gotama, or the honorable Gotamas. Then the subject here is, first subject is Indriyani, which means faculties, meaning the, in this case, the sense faculties are the word Vipassana, means clear or calm, tranquil. And it's because Indriya is neuter, and this is plural, so it's neuter plural. The faculties are tranquil. Honorable Gotama's faculties are tranquil. Then we have Parisudo Chavivano Pariyodato. The subject is Chavivano. Chavi means the skin, and vana means, it has several meanings, but here it means color. But Chavivana together, we could take, means the complexion.
Is
Yeah, they don't put it together in the glossary. Yeah, chavi fano, you put together, it's like the complexion. So the complexion is parisudo, which means pure, and pariyodato. Pariyodata means something like bright. So this Brahman is saying to the Buddha, it's wonderful, Honorable Gotama, it's amazing, Honorable Gotama, how Honorable Gotama's faculties are tranquil and his complexion is pure and bright. And maybe we'll stop at this point for the day.
I had a question about the adjectives.
Yeah.
You've got the adjectives surrounding, bracketing the noun.
Right.
What happens when you have more than two?
More than two yeah, this is an interesting point, in fact, important point. Normally what's done in Pali, when you have a number of adjectives describing a noun, usually the first adjective comes before the noun, then all of the other adjectives come after the noun. So sometimes you have like a whole, maybe five adjectives describing one noun, and you'll have the first one comes before the noun, the others after the noun. I think I could find an example very easily. Okay, here's a good example. If you look on the screen here, number 213, this is after the Buddha, on the night of enlightenment, he says, Evang samahite chitte. Actually, these are all, locative absolutes, actually. So, when my mind was thus, first we have samahite, which is the adjective related to samadhi, concentrated. Then we have parisuddhe pariyodate, pure and bright. Then anangane, rid of blemishes. Vigat upakilese, devoid of defilements. Mudu bhute, become malleable, soft or malleable. Kamaniye, wieldy. Tite, firm. Ananja putte, and attain to imperturbability. Then such and such took place, that he inclined his mind to the knowledge of the passing away and rebirth of beings. So you see, here we have the subject as chitte, mind. First is qualified as samahite, collected or concentrated. Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 adjectives after that describing chitte. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think with this, we'll call it a day. We got started about 20 minutes. Yeah, because the first computer wasn't working. The sound wasn't working. Yeah, that's my password to my Ubu account. Okay, so we'll do three bows to the Buddha. Let me just say this.